Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking with Jesus broadcast. I pray today that this broadcast will be a blessing to you and that God will take this broadcast and encourage your heart. Right now, I'd like to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of my listeners. I ask, God, that you just bless them and encourage them and help them, God, to walk in your word and help them, Lord, to keep their eyes ever upon you. I pray, God, that you'll touch our country, Lord. And I pray if there be one that's listening that's not saved, that you'll help them to realize they must call on you and receive Jesus as their Savior to be born again. And you will wash away all their sins and make them new creations in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I want to read out of the book of Acts, chapter 27 and verse 25. Verse 25 says, "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me." You know, that right there is a beautiful part of the scripture. It says, "Sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." Now, in this portion of scripture, Paul was on a ship on his way to go before Caesar, and he was a prisoner. But they encountered a horrible, horrible storm. The Bible says that it went on for many weeks. This storm was a bad storm, and that the men had actually lost all hope, and they hadn't seen the light of day, the Bible says, for many, many days. And they had even thrown the tackle overboard, and nobody had eaten anything. They was just trying to stay alive. Am I talking to somebody today that you're just trying to stay alive and you haven't seen the light of day for a long time and it seems like instead of getting better, the storm in your life is getting worse? Well, I got good news for you. The same message that God told these men, I'm going to tell you today. You see, in the middle of the storm, in the midst of the storm, God came to Paul because he prayed and he asked for help. And God sent an angel and he told him, he said, "Be of good cheer. Everybody's going to be all right. This thing is going to work out." And Paul came to the men in the middle of the storm and he said, "I believe God. God has told me that we're going to reach land safely, that you stay on this ship. Nobody jumps ship. You stay on this ship and we're going to land just fine." And the Bible says that they came to a place where two seas met. And when the two seas, they ran aground, and the ship broke in two. And when the ship broke in two, the men, they jumped overboard. The Bible said the strong swimmers could go into land. Those others had to float in on boards. And then the Bible says that some people just had to come in on broken pieces. That's the way some people's lives are today. Some people are strong. They can make it all the way in. Some people have to float in on boards, and some of you today, you're coming in on broken pieces. But let me tell you, as long as you're heading for the right shore, as long as you get there safe, it's okay no matter what you're coming in on. Come on now. Praise God and bless Him today. Paul said, and they all got on shore, and not a hair. The Bible says not a hair on their head. Nobody was hurt because Paul, one man in the midst of a storm, could stand up and say, "Listen, I believe God. God said we're going to be all right, and we're going to go on." And he told him, he said, "Let's eat some meat so we can be strong to face what's coming up." And when the ship broke up, guess what? They all got to shore safely, and God gave them a safe harbor. Today, if you'll put your trust in God, I don't care what kind of storm you're in, if you'll eat meat. You say, "What, should I go out to dinner?" No, I'm talking about the meat of God's Word. Get in God's Word and see what God says. See, when you read the Word, you're going to get encouraged. And in the midst of a storm, week two, if we're in the storm too, we can encourage other people that's in a storm with us. I heard a beautiful story about a woman that was coming to New York by ship to see her daughter. And they encountered a horrible, horrible storm. So bad, the storm was so bad that even the captain feared for his life, but this woman stayed calm through it all. And afterwards, when they got to shore safe, they asked her, "How could you stay so calm?" She said, "Very simple. I have two daughters, one in New York City and one in heaven." She said, "I knew if I didn't see the one in New York, I'd see the one in heaven." In other words, I was going to be all right either way. Today, I pray that you'll realize that it will be well with you when you make God the author and the finisher of your faith, and you call upon Jesus. He will help you, for He is faithful to save, heal, and to deliver. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.